Hello guys, welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. It's your host, Sharon Idahosa. Today, we want to go deep into technology and how it is benefiting the agricultural sector. On this note, we will be discussing or looking at how satellite imagery is helping transform the agricultural sector globally. For many of us that are not familiar with remote sensing or satellite imagery, it's all about detecting pests, preventing diseases, and keep crops healthy. But we will be learning more about it today, and that is why we have here with us Mohammed, a partner and sales manager at EOS Data Analytics. Hi, Mohammed. Thank you very much for joining the show. It's a pleasure having you here. Please.
Thank you, Sharon. It's a pleasure to be here as well. I'm very happy that you took the time to host me. Would you like me to provide a little bit of an intro?
Of course. The floor is yours. I'm sure that our audience will want to learn more about you, so I think it's best I give you the floor to do that.
Okay, perfect. So, hello everyone. First of all, my name is Mohammed. I'm originally from Jordan. I'm located now in Calgary, Canada, but before that I was located in Kyiv, where one of our R&D centers of ESDA is located as well. I want to talk a little bit more about ESDA and the background of the company and where we are, where we're coming from. We are located and headquartered in California, United States. Our R&D centers are located in Eastern Europe. We have over 200 employees, and our R&D scientists are led by 5 professors and 15 PhD holders. We have 3 products, crop monitoring, forest monitoring, and land viewer. We have users from 195 countries, and we have over 22 active partners. We partner with governments, scientific organizations, as well as commercial companies. We serve farmers, input suppliers, IT companies, insurance companies, banks, consultancies, and many, many more verticals. We are involved in agriculture. We are focused in agriculture, even though we work in different industries as well, but agriculture is our main focus.
Oh, that's great. That's very great. But guys, before we dive into the main gist of this podcast, I would like to learn more about Mohammed. I'm sure there is so much behind the description he's giving you right now. So let's just go deep into his person, and that's when we're going to ask what's your passion? What's your reason why you're in tech? I mean, how did you get into technology?
Well, the thing is, some people start with tech from very young age. They go to school, they learn, they do all those things to be involved in tech. In my case, that wasn't me. I wasn't involved in tech much, but when I started exploring career paths, I went through different, like banking, telecommunication, financial services, consultancies. So I worked in very wide spectrum till I reached the tech, especially space tech. The first, last year I joined the ESDA, and when I heard about what they do, I didn't understand it at the beginning, but then when I went through it fully, I understood that humanity needs this. So this is something I want to be involved in, because it's not just tech, but it's actually tech that help people. We're talking about agriculture. This is the food source of everyone. And we're talking about food security. We're talking about handling climate change and how to adapt to it. Those are the type of things that we are working with. That's why for me, it's just, as you said, it's a passion. So it's not just a job anymore.
Oh, I'm glad. It becomes more easier when we start seeing things from our perspective. I mean, not seeing it as a job, because when sometimes when you see it as a job, it becomes difficult to do. Yeah, I remember when I was serving, because in Nigeria, maybe after you graduate from the university, you have to do a compulsory 1 year service. So I was serving in a particular company, more like an oil and gas, but I wasn't really feeling it at all. It was just crazy. It felt like I was doing something, a routine over and over again. I was sorting out papers, memos. That was not me. I felt like I was just going to collapse. It wasn't like the job was so difficult. Of course not. But it felt like I wasn't doing something that I loved. Do you get it?
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything that I loved. I was just going, turning up every day, doing the job I was meant to do.
And you're just doing tasks. Like it's not when you have a task and you're doing it, you're fulfilling a task, but it doesn't feel like something that you want to do.
Yeah, it doesn't. It just felt like I was just doing what they wanted me to do. It wasn't impacting my life in any way. I was just doing something and I hated it. So immediately after my service, I knew that I was not going in that direction. No way. And that was why I changed my path entirely. I started to do something on agriculture that I studied. I said, no, I have to focus. And that was how I got here in agriculture and having this agriculture podcast right now.
Yeah, but it is a great path. Like growing up, I used to hear a lot about agricultural businesses and how they're working, but I've never been deeply involved in it. But after going through a lot and going through different industries and then landing into this, for me, this is a little bit satisfactory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So long as when you're able to create a business out of agriculture, it just becomes very sweet.
Of course.
So how long have you been with, you said 1 year, right? How's your experience?
I joined them last year by late 2021, and for me it's I'm still new with them, around seven eight months, and I'm planning to stick around for longer. And hopefully we'll have more partners, have more clients to help and serve. And our technology, I want it to reach everywhere. We already reached 195 countries, but we want to reach everyone.
Yes, that would be great. Do you know that a few days ago, I was searching on something. I was searching on the satellite imagery, and then I saw a blog that was showing how well you guys are doing, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's good to see that people are actually projecting what you're doing. And I think that was coming from a Nigerian media or a blog. I'm not so sure, but it was really impressive. I'm really glad, and I'm sure it's going to go to the places you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. We do have actually a lot of clients from Nigeria. We have one partner in Nigeria that they actually have under their management over 400,000 hectares.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. I guess we'll connect very soon to discuss that further.
Yeah.
So let's go deep into this right now. So if you were to describe satellite imagery to a smallholder farmer who has literally no knowledge about it, how would you do it? I mean, in layman's language.
So if we're just going to put it in simple words, satellite images allow you to monitor, control, and manage the state of crops from the comfort of your home. It's very simple. It's very easy to do.
Oh.
Now, how do they use it, and why do they need to use it? Part of the issues that happens with farmers are yield loss. This is affecting a lot of farmers. High expenses on fertilizers. The lack of time. They can't be, if you have 10 hectares, I'm talking about a small farm, and you can't be all over that place. So you don't have that time. The lack of data. And of course, the pests and diseases. And how to use this data, even if you have data, how to use it, how to interpret this type of data. This is where our technology comes in handy. Now, we will be able to help by using vegetation indices for whole a crop health assessment. You can even get automated vegetation change notification. So if something happened in the field and you weren't even noticing or you weren't even doing your analytics, you'll receive an email updating that, be careful, we have this field, there is a change that's happening and the change is negative. You have to check it. So this will help you detect risks, especially in early stages, like pests or if you have weeds or if you have any type of things like that in your fields. Now, as you might know, fertilizers these days are becoming more and more expensive. Every farmer is noticing this issue because of war, what's happening, wars and everything that's happening, lack of fertilizers. So the prices are going higher. Now, that's why we have our variable rate maps feature, which will help you get precise fertilization for your fields. This means only the areas that needs fertilization will you put those type of nutrients, nitrogen into it. So you will not waste any fertilizers in a healthy crop. Now, also one more thing that I would like to add is weather data. Weather data is very important. This is something that we provide as well through the platform. And having this type of knowledge will help you plan your irrigation based on the weather and even protect your plants in case of a cold or heat stress. So there's one technology related to soil that we have, and we're doing it through remote sensing and satellite monitoring. It's called soil moisture data. This is the type of data that you get to understand the soil moisture data. This one will help you determine the sowing date. For example, rapeseed will not be sown in dry soil. It has to be, it have to have some sort of moisture level in it. Now, you will be able as well to forecast and monitor periods of droughts by using the soil moisture index, SMI. And all of that is obtained through satellite monitoring. Farmers, this way will make sure their crops are successful. Farmers usually this is something a little bit different than checking the health and everything, but this is something important that not a lot of people would think of. If you have soil and it's excessively moist, if you have equipments, it might actually get stuck in that mud. But when you have that data and understand that this soil is excessively moist, you will not put your machinery out there, outside. You would try to put it on asphalt or on the road or away from that, so you prevent getting stuck. So even with that, you'll be able to use this data to help the farmers.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really nice. I think I saw, or were you the one telling me that you're launching a new satellite that is focused on agriculture? Like you said, you guys also help other businesses, but you're also focused on agriculture. So what's that new satellite that you're launching at this point?
So, okay, now anybody who's in this business understand that there are a lot of satellites out there, and there are some open source data and some commercial satellites that helps with agriculture. But all those satellites are not fully focused in agriculture. That's why what we did, we decided to launch our own satellites. We're building our own in-house satellites, and we'll be launching the first one by the end of this year. This is going to be the first ever satellite specialized solely in agriculture.
That's
And what
great.
we will have seven constellation. The last one will be launched in 2025. What makes it different? First, the first thing, we will have a visit date. The revisit date will be 1 to 2, 3 days, like 1 to 3 days. And the targeted area, we can actually target specific areas based on tasking, providing tasks for those satellites, and we can revisit the same areas within 24 hours. And of course, this revisit time compared to open source data is 5 to 7 times higher. So it's better. So for them, they're 5 to 7 times higher than us. And the resolution, of course, is important. When you're doing remote sensing, you need higher resolution. And our satellite will have 2 to 8 times higher resolution compared to the open source data. This will be good news, especially for smaller farmers, because farmers who have smaller lands, they don't have large lands, might not be able to use the current technologies. But with this type of satellite, those type of smaller farmers will be able to use our satellites, our technology, to have accurate information and accurate data for their fields. This is because of the unique combination of EOS SAT bands. Now, the scientific and technical expertise will allow us to generate insights of a higher quality for the agro industry. Part of the things that we will have, it will have a better detection of diseases and pests. It will provide us with better yield modeling and predictions. It will also provide for vegetation and water stress monitoring, even crop classification, or even just detecting field boundaries. It will provide as well a better recommendations for fertilization and irrigation. And in the end, it will give you an optimal crop rotation plan.
Okay, just a quick one.
Yeah.
You said smallholder farmers will be benefiting from this technology. So are you saying that they can get access to this technology directly or through a third-party company or something?
So this technology will be through us directly, through EOSDA.
Okay.
Through our platform, because right now our crop monitoring platform, we're using different satellite data that's already out there. But once our satellites is out there, then we'll start using our own satellites. So they will be able to use it through our crop monitoring platform.
Okay, and that would be totally inexpensive for them, right?
Expense-wise, it's not declared yet, but it will not be that expensive, especially for smaller smallholder farmers, because they don't have a lot of land. So it's small for them. The cost will be minimal. And for us, in the end, we still want to support every farmer, regardless of their size.
Okay, that's great. I'm looking forward to it. But then again, I would like to know, this technology, the satellite that you're launching soon, what are the pain points that it's solving at this point? I mean, what would the technology be solving? What are the pain points that it's going to be solving for?
Yeah, actually, that's what I was saying, that it will provide you better for pests and diseases prediction, yield modeling, vegetation and water stress monitoring, crop classification. Each one of those features will actually help the farmers. If we're talking about the diseases, when you actually understand and predict if you will have a specific disease or pest, you know what type of spray that you need to do, what type of chemicals that you would put in your fields. So this type of information will be very important for you. And even for yield modeling and prediction, this is, let's say, it's not just for farmers to understand their outcome or their yield, but also for companies or for banks, for insurance companies. If a farmer wants to take a loan and go to a bank, and the bank wants to understand what type of yield you might have, based on that, they will provide you with loans. So those, even for micro loans. So those are very important information that will be, that we are doing right now, but once our satellites are out, it will be with a higher accuracy rate.
Okay, thank you very much for answering all of those questions. I'm really glad that you're focusing on agriculture and putting the smallholder farmers in mind. I mean, after all, they are major contributors to the agricultural sector. So thank you very much for coming on the show, and thank you very much for all that you're doing with your team at EOS Data. Thank you very much today for joining us. I really do appreciate you, and I'm sure my audience will also appreciate this piece of information that you shared with us today.
My pleasure, Sharon. And If anyone, any of your audience, anybody has questions, they want to talk about this a little bit more, you can always find me through LinkedIn, and I'll be more than happy to speak with you. My name is Mohammed Al-Takadka. You can just write that name, and you will find me directly.
Thank you very much. Would you want to share websites and email or something so it will be very much easier just in case they couldn't search you on LinkedIn?
Sure. I can share it with you, and you can just put it in the description, I guess. Yeah.
Yes, that would be great. I would put it in the
Perfect.
Thank
Perfect,
you
Sharon.
very
Thank you.
much. Thank you very much. So, guys, we have come to the end of today's podcast show. I really, really want to thank you guys for sticking to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. And I hope to bring you another amazing episode right here on the podcast show. Good news, guys, we now have our podcast websites live. So you can listen and check out our series on blockchain, on agro commodities, entrepreneurship, and a lot more. Thank you very much, guys. I love you, and do have a lovely time. Bye-bye.